Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I wanted to try to do the rest of the chapter today, but I got bogged down. There's no surprise to y'all. So I'm going to go from verse 19 to verse 23 today. I wanted to try to finish it, but we'll finish it, Lord willing, next week, this chapter. Hope it's been a blessing to you to go verse by verse in 1 Corinthians, and it's been a tremendous blessing to me. Somebody said something. I was with somebody yesterday, the day before, and they were talking about a new preacher going to a church and just a young preacher. And the advice I gave to the young preacher, you only have to know one lesson ahead of the congregation because he's learning. And so that's the thing about teaching and preaching. You just have to stay one lesson ahead. Was that you? You kind of told me that. Somebody told me that. And I said, that's a great illustration. You have to stay at least one lesson ahead. And so even as a pastor, love to study, love to see what God's word, even though we've been through 1 Corinthians before, I'm always learning something new. And again, here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, let's just begin in verse number 19. We'll read down to verse number 23. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. And to them that are without the law, speaking of Gentiles, as without law, not being without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker thereof with you. Now, as we begin to read this section of Scripture, just on the surface of it, people would think, well, Paul's kind of compromising here. In other words, he's some way to some people, he's kind of a, and then he gets into with this group of people and he's that way. He's kind of playing like the hypocrite, kind of like a chameleon, and all back and forth and back and forth. That's not what Paul is saying at all. Matter of fact, let me begin when he says, though I be free from all men. The word free, we looked at it again. We saw it in verse number 1. Turn me to verse number 1. Chapter number 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? The word free literally means to be not obligated or not bound. He wasn't obligated, he wasn't bound men. And it's twofold. We talked about this before. Number one, he was freeborn. In other words, he was a Roman citizen. So he wasn't obligated like other people were, the Jews or others, that because he was a free man. And we knew that by his own testimony that he was born of Roman parents. Even though he was still a Jew, but there's much there. But he mentioned, am I a free man? Well, because he was Roman born. Secondly, he was free in Christ. I love that part. He had liberty in Christ. Jesus said this, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if you're free, matter of fact, you're free indeed. So it's twofold to him. Am I free? I'm free from all men. I'm free because I'm Roman citizen, and I'm free in Christ. But yet I still have an obligation, and that's what he's going to bring out in these verses we're going to look at this morning. Remember, he talked about in chapter number 8 about the whole context still is that thing about meat and the weak believers. Remember chapter 8, they asked him about, hey, you know, the weaker believers couldn't eat meat and the stronger believers could eat meat, and that they had that conflict. He never lost sight of chapter number 8. Because remember, earlier in chapter number 9, he said, I have liberty. I have freedom. Matter of fact, my apostleship, you should have supported me. But because I didn't want to, deter any weaker brother, well, he's just in it for the pay, I didn't ask you to support me. Okay, this is Paul the Apostle talking. So he still has that same concept about his rights and his privileges, but he would not use his rights and privileges to somehow make a weaker brother to stumble. So that's still in that context, okay? We've been talking about it for weeks. When he says, though I be free from all men, I have rights and I have liberty, yet I've made myself a servant unto all that I might gain the more. The word servant literally means a bond slave. One who gives himself wholly to the needs of others and to the service of others. Now, my friend, that's a mouthful. To say that I become a servant to others. Now, this shouldn't just apply to the Apostle Paul. We're going to look later in our lesson that it should apply to all of us. That we should be a servant one to another. That we should think more of others more highly than we do of ourselves. And that, again, that's the thought Paul is giving here. That we're to think of others. Well, I don't care what people think about me. Well, you ought to. You ought to. Because what they think about you is how your relationship with Christ. And anyway, we'll look at that in just a minute. Why did he make himself a servant? Matter of fact, when it says unto all, it wasn't just a few. We'll find out it was Jews and Gentiles, the saved and the lost. Whoever it was, he was there to minister to whoever, unto all. Why did he do that? Well, he answered that I might gain the more. Literally, Paul was free to do what he wanted, but bringing people to Christ was more important to him than using his freedom and his liberty selfishly. In other words, there's nothing more important than bringing people to Christ. Even if it's somehow we lose our rights or privileges, you know, everybody wants their rights, and you hear it all the time, you know. Well, in Christ Jesus, we do have rights and liberty, but we're not to flaunt them, and yet we're not to cause people to stumble. But I want you to now notice, before we get any farther, Paul's methods of ministry. We're going to see this in verse number 20, 21, 22. He was not a compromiser, but here is his method that he used. And Paul, I guess, is one of the greatest missionaries the world's ever known. And this is how he used. This is how he worked. He said this: Paul's methods was to become all things to all men, in order to bring them to the Lord. It is not of a case of being hypocritical one thing to one man and something else to another. It meant to meet them where they are, to come along beside them. And then somebody wrote this, and I wanted to quote the author who wrote this. This is a quote from, "The man who can never see anything but his own point of view and never attempts to understand the heart and the mind of others will never make a pastor, a missionary, an evangelist, a soul winner, or even a friend." Let me repeat that. That went over some of y'all's head. Okay, it's kind of a long quote. The man who can never see anything but his own point of view. I'm right. I'm always. Any of y'all like that, don't raise your hand. I was wrong once. I thought I was wrong. Whatever how you would say that, you know. Anyway, the man who can never see anything but his own point of view and who never attempts to understand the heart and the mind of others. The Indians, you say something about walking another mile in their moccasins or something of that nature. You don't know where they come from, where they've been, the situation they've encountered. We all have different. I told somebody this past week, we all have a story. I go down, every one of us have a different story of where we've come from, how life has impacted us, whatever it is. Anyway, to understand the heart and the mind of the point of view and never attempt to understand the heart and mind of others will never make a pastor, a missionary, an evangelist, a soul winner, or even a friend.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.